The following is a combined lecture with His Holiness Jayapataka Swami and His Grace Atmatattva Prabhu in London, England on September 25th, 1984.
Pastimes and then bring one, transport one into that particular mood. So by remembring Lila Smarana, by remembering the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees, and by absorbing oneself in that consciousness, then one is able to also relish to at least to some part by the blessing of the Lord, by the blessing of the disciplic succession, they can get some taste of that mellow. So Lord Chaitanya, you see that whatever he's doing, he's always totally absorbing himself in some particular mood of serving Krishna. And all these great devotees, they're absorbed in, especially the followers of Lord Chaitanya, there are those, of course, who directly were doing pastimes with Krishna 5,000 years ago, or Prahlad Maharaj or Nrisimha and so on. But this age of Kali, since there's no scheduled avatar expected, because he's known as Tri Yuga, he only comes in the three ages, Satya, Treta and Dwapara. If he comes in this age, it's in some other form, like Lord Chaitanya came but as a devotee, or Buddha came but for another purpose. So, in this age, we can associate with the Lord by remembering His pastimes and serving in that kind of an attitude, focusing on some devotee of Lord Krishna and trying to follow in their footsteps. Just as if we focus on Srila Prabhupada, His dedication, His mood, His preaching, see that by doing that, then it's very easy for us to become filled with Krishna consciousness. Be with Lord Chaitanya, being Krishna himself, he personally took the mood of Radharani. It's not that we can take the mood of Radharani and imitate Lord Chaitanya. We try to follow in the footsteps of the gopis, but we do that by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, following their immediate example, because it's a bit difficult. It's not the proper system for us to try to imitate Lord Chaitanya indirectly, or the six Goswamis, but rather to follow the subsequent acharyas and see what they did and follow in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada, of course, the mood is not different. One may still meditate on those pastimes, meditate on different pastimes of different great devotees of Krishna, may sing about them or glorify them, and this way one acts in devotional service, but one's consciousness is purified and transported by being always focused on these different transcendental relationships. So we can see in the lifetime, in this pastime of Jagannath Rath Yatra and the Lord's dancing, how he takes personally the mood, different roles, different moods with Lord Jagannath. And of course, these are something which, again, we cannot imitate. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. He's come and taken directly the mood of Radharani. Between Krishna and Radharani, he can take any other mood, whether it's Lakshmi or Rukmini or whatever, at any time, or whether it's Narasimha or Bharati. They're all of the extensions are within Radharani, all of the Shaktis, all of the Purushas are within Krishna. So sometimes you see that the Navadvipa Lord Chaitanya would take the mood of Narasimha, and he'd be running down the street looking for the demons, because Narasimha is within Krishna. Or sometimes when he was in Navadvip, he played in a drama and he took the part of Rukmini. And when he put on the cloth of Rukmini, nobody could see where Lord Chaitanya was. There was only Rukmini was standing there. It didn't look at all like a man dressed up like a woman. It was totally, they couldn't tell. They could not tell who Lord Chaitanya was. It was directly Rukmini. As far as I know, it was directly a woman standing there. That's why they're totally bewildered that how he would, being 7 feet tall, how suddenly he's transformed to 5'6" and playing the part, you know. It was very bewildering to everyone that how he was doing all these things. Before he could, because anyway, that's Lord Chaitanya. We cannot imitate, therefore. But we can do is we can see that how he absorbed, and we can follow in the footsteps if we absorb ourselves in following the mood of Srila Prabhupada, the mood of the previous acharyas, following in their footsteps. Then this will help us to, this is the way of realizing Krishna consciousness in this age. It's not another way. This is the actual way. And as we become purified, then of course we can also relish and get from meditating on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Although we don't imitate him in our day-to-day activities, but by hearing about his pastimes, that also gives us a taste for pure Krishna consciousness. By his mercy.
Uthandunite prabhu rajave hayalaman sarupe sange dilave navajan.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these 9 people in the charge of Srupa Damodar. Those 9 people were Shiva, Shamai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govinda, Ananda, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. It's the 7 kirtan groups.
E dasa jana prabhu sange gai dai, arasava sampradaya chari jike gai.
These devotees, Srupa Damodar and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang.
Dandavata kori prabhu juri dui hat. Uddhamoke stuti kori deki jagannath.
Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagahitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. This is a quotation from Vishnu Purana 119.65.
Jayati, jayati devo devaki nandano sa. Jayati, jayati Krishna Vishni vansa pradipa. Jayati, jayati mega syamala kumalango. Jayati, jayati, prithvi, bharanato, mukunda.
This is a verse in the Mukunda Mala, verse 3. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Rishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of God, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons and who can offer liberation to everyone.
Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janamavado Jaduvara Purishat Svayador Virasyanna Dharmam Stira Chara Virjinagna Susmita Sri Mukhena Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayam Kamadevam.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.90.48. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jana Nivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana, or Yasoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yasoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavana. May he be all glorious and happy. Naham vipra na charana rapati na pi vaisyo na sutro. Naham varni na cha griha pati no varasto yatirva. Kintu prudhyan nikila paramananda purnamni tabdher. Gopi vartu padakamalayor dasa dasa nudasa. Translation. I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaisya or a sudra, nor am I a brahmachari, a householder, a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. This is a verse found in the Padyavali 74. Et ato pore purnarapi korilo pranam jorahate bhakta gana bande bhagavan. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, very nice verses. We read all of these chapters every year before and after during the Rath Yatra festival. But when we inaugurate the Rath Yatras, I don't know what you all did here, but I know that usually, you know, we do the sweeping and sometimes we do some pujas. But it would be nice to say the prayers that Lord Chaitanya said before the Lord, just at the outset of the Rath Yatra festival. More and more, we try to establish some ceremony and some kind of our own tradition within ISKCON, because that adds a lot to our meditation. Just like just recently in a new Panihati temple, Atlanta, and Radhastami, we installed Radha Madana Mohan deity, Radha Krishna deity. The Radha Madana Mohan are the name of the deities that Raghava Pandit has worshipped in Panihati. So there we're trying to keep a little bit, since Prabhupada gave the name there, just like here he gave the name Deva Sadhana. Different places he gave different names. So we're trying to preserve the kind of mood, Leela, that helps the devotees here in the West to identify a little bit. So, Atma Tattva Das Adhikari, who's our minister of culture or spiritual etiquette or deity worship, I forget which. But he's our, you can say, one of our two head pandits in Mayapur. The other is Anadisha Vapupuri. He came for that ceremony. He's been doing in different temples. We did some ceremonies like establishing Anantasesha and putting the whole project on Anantasesha's head. Because just like Prabhupada did in Mayapur, he first dug a 12, 10 foot deep hole and did a beat stopping for the entire project, where we installed under the ground Anantasesha, that form of Krishna that's holding up the entire universe, that holds Krishna up in his Mahavishnu form. So we did that at Nutalagon and Marai Seva. It was very, I offered that if there's any time we can also, if it hasn't been done here, we can do if anyone likes. But trying to preserve those type of things that Prabhupada did. And one point I wanted to make was of course, even if you chant Hare Krishna and start worshipping the deity, that's enough. In one sense. But we do it now as maybe a 2 or 3 day deity installation with various meditations on installing the deity and requesting Krishna and to come. And actually the explanation of the mantras, like Krishna, please come here, please remain here, let us serve you and be happy. This is kind of the gist of the Prana Pratishtha invitation to Krishna to come. And we're requesting Krishna to come, to stay, so we can serve him, and so that he'll be happy. If Krishna is happy, we're going to be happy, because we're all parts of Krishna. He's the Supreme, Absolute Truth, and we're small particles, small parts and parcels of him. So by taking a couple days and meditating in these different ceremonies, it helped the devotees a lot to focus on the importance of receiving Krishna and being responsible for his care all over that particular area. So some of these we read here, the different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And so, just like we have within ISKCON, we have our own pastime of Jayananda. Jayananda was a great devotee of Krishna. He came to assist Srila Prabhupada, and he was a devotee who was responsible for fulfilling Prabhupada's desire to have Ratha Yatra in the Western world. Srila Prabhupada wanted to have in America this Kara festival, taking Krishna and his Jagannath form in the streets. The difference is, like in Jagannath Puri, they have their main road. What's the name of that road that's called? The name it's called the Grand Road or something? In front of the temple where the Ratha goes?
Rajput.
King's Road. So between the Jagannath Puri temple and the Gundicha temple, there is no wires going across by order of the king. But so now that we've started this Rath Yatra, you can just tell the government to move all the bridges and the wires, and because Jagannath will be going there every year, so we should have the state open. Obviously, you know, that's not immediately possible. So Jayananda, he was had this problem that we want to take the Rath Yatra, but all across the way we have tram cars in San Francisco over there. Or in different places we have wires and so many problems. So then he came up with this idea of the telescopic rod. And he was a devotee who was very unassuming. He was very humble. His name, he wasn't very greatly learned in Sanskrit or anything. In fact, that wasn't his strong point. But his strong point was he was totally dedicated. He was completely absorbed in thinking all the time how to improve this particular service. We know that if we can do even one of the 9 practices of devotional service perfectly, we can become Krishna conscious. Of course, in this age, unless we chant and hear, it's doubtful whether we'll continue any other service because of the contamination of the material energy. We can concentrate ourselves in whatever service is given to us, whether it's sankirtan or deity worship or cooking or whatever it may be, concentrate our energy and try to perfect that. So his service was to do this Rath Yatra festival. So he was constantly meditating the entire year how to build a better chariot, how to have a better festival. He was really absorbed in that service, so much so that when he had in his body this leukemia, I believe it was leukemia disease that was there dormant, and so that became malignant or active, and so gradually that takes away all your particular kind of blood corpuscles, and you gradually go weaker and weaker. So even when he was sick in the hospital, and he was, doctors say don't have long to live still, when the time for Rath Yatra came, he was taken to the Rath Yatra site, and he pulled the cart, He was there participating in the festival. As soon as the Rath Yatra festival was over, then very soon after that, he left his body, but he was very Krishna conscious. So in our Krishna conscious movement, we have to see that, I mean, how a person completes the devotional service. There are many tests along the way, and these tests can cause us to, if we don't pass the test, well then we're going to have to get some purification from Krishna and Maya to be able to pass them in the future. And the final test, of course, is when we leave the body. Since we're an eternal spirit soul, this body is a temporary vehicle that we're in. So when we leave the body, that will dictate what will be our future place. If we leave in Krishna consciousness, we go back to Krishna. So what's important is to prepare ourselves for all the intermediate tests and for that final test. And the best preparation is to always think about Krishna and to never forget Krishna. So of course Lord Chaitanya, he could directly think about Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavana and be totally absorbed. But say somebody who's not as spontaneous in their, they may not be like a Nitya Siddha, they may not be able to totally absorb themselves on that particular level of meditation in the beginning. But it's not different if they meditate on a particular service for the deity, for Srila Prabhupada, for the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we absorb ourselves in doing a particular service and perfecting that, then that will be completely satisfying to Krishna, that will be totally purifying to ourselves. The example of Jayananda is there. He performed his devotional service, he absorbed himself in that service, and when he left the world, he also was Krishna conscious. He went back to Krishna. So he's very, very fortunate. And therefore Prabhupada had us said actually we should have a picture of Jayananda on the Rath Yatra car, and we should we can mention a little bit about his glories on that occasion. I was personally very fortunate, just like a cause of mercy. When I came to this movement, I happened to come to it in San Francisco. I had a house in the country and I was planning to go to India to find a guru. And then I saw an advertisement that there was a festival and there was a Hare Krishna movement. About a year before, I'd been looking for the Hare Krishna devotees. I could never find them. That's another story. But, so I went through the ad and I went to prasadam at the temple, and it said that 25 cents you have to give. And I tried to give it 25 cents, no one would take it. Everyone was too busy. So then finally there was a devotee called Gargamuni, he took it. And then they introduced me that there's next door they were building they're doing something. And so I went there and there was a group of devotees hammering and with some wood and building something in the back of the temple. And one person, he just handed me a hammer and a nail, said, "You just hammer this in there." That didn't say anything. "Oh, Hare Krishna, oh, what's your name? Oh, just hold this for a second. Here, hold it." He started, "You're not a hammer? Oh, take this." Before I knew it, I was building a rock car. But that devotee was Jayananda, and he was just totally absorbed, and anybody came, he just immediately, before you know it, everybody that came there was just watching what's going on. They were there hammering, sawing, and so I was, they said, at the end of the day, it felt very blissful working, and they said, "You have to come back tomorrow, we got to finish the, all right." So in this way, 7 days of devotional service like that, chanting in the morning, on the day of the Rath Yatra, then I decided that, why go all the way to India? I mean, first, this is here, I feel very inspired. First day, somebody gave me the beads, and I chanted 32 rounds the first day, and I thought I was really very blissful. So I thought, let me try this for 2 months. Let me surrender now, and try the process fully. And so I was very fortunate. Jayananda showed me up. And not yet today. After that, I didn't have much association with him, but At least I got my first shave from Great Soul. But that's one of our traditions, and we hope that in the future we'll have so many other great devotees that by following Prabhupada's instructions, they'll go back to the spiritual world and be examples for the future devotees. I know in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was stressing that one time even called the secretaries in and said, I want to give titles of recognition to particular devotees, like cooks and pujaris and guru teachers, because so many of our devotees are just going into administration. But in devotional service, you don't have to be a manager to go back to Godhead. You just have to do your service and be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So that other people can look to these people as an example, and they can in turn train others how to do that particular service. It's a responsibility. I like to give some kind of a title. And we were discussing that for a day or two, then somehow then ultimately he didn't do it. It didn't happen for some reason. I don't know why. That's an interesting point that Prabhupada brought up for instruction. Whether it's a Rath Yatra, a car festival coordinator and builder like Jayananda, or whether it's a Sankirtan devotee, or whether it's any particular service. Just like in Mayapur we have this Janani Vas and Pankajangri, who have stayed there for like 15 or more years, just only left to Vrindavan once, never leave the land, always there serving the deity. This is a very great quality that they're dedicating themselves in serving a particular service. So Prabhupada really glorified that, wanted us to have those type of dedicated devotees. But in this context, the Lord Chaitanya, he's absorbing himself, and one of our point is we have to absorb ourselves, whether it's thinking of the pastimes of the Lord, or following in the footsteps of a great devotee, or following, especially in the example given by Srila Prabhupada. This way, absorb ourselves in the actual Krishna conscious mood. Since Admatatra Prabhu, he was actually married to a recent previous ashram. He lived in Orissa for many years, although he's from Tamil Nadu. Maybe in terms of how they do the Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri, is there anything, since we just discussed the beginning of it, and we're going to Lord Chaitanya's pastime, is there anything interesting that you'd like to mention at this time? Like, devotees might get some lesson from it, or some illumination.
Every year in Jagannath Puri, they build a new park for Rath Yatra. And this Rath construction, which today I was seeing after the Rath Yatra, they were dismantling the Rath. This construction of Rath Yatra cart is considered as a very great service in Jagannath Puri. They have the hereditary carpenters, and then they have the selected carpenters. So the Daitapadis are the in charge of the pujaris there in Jagannath Puri. They select carpenters for this. So there's a huge big line of carpenters coming from all over Madhya Pradesh, even Agra, Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh, Assam. All over India, carpenters
yeah,
coming.
Miles away. Otherwise, it's like carpenters coming from San Francisco, Seattle, Houston.
And in India, to go to Jagannath Puri, 1,000 kilometers in India is different from 1,000 kilometers here. You have to take a train ride for 7 days, and you have to take a rickshaw ride for 3 days, and then you have to cross the river, and finally, you reach there. But as you reach Jagannath Puri, the office of the Daityapati is near the Singhadwar, so the traffic is completely closed. Not only the Rajpath, Singhadwar is the lion gate, the main gate. And from that to Gundicha Mandir, where the Rath cart is being pulled, that is called the Rajpath or Badadanda, as a big road. Jagannath is known in Orissa as the Bodo Thakur, means big deity. Bodo Chakka means he's got big wheels. And then he's got Chakka Dola, means wheel-like eyes. His eyes remind of the Rath Yatra cart. It's like this, like a wheel. And then there's a Bada Danda, means a big road that leads from the Jagannath Puri temple to Gundicha Mandir. So traffic to this road from all directions is closed for like 20 days before Rath Yatra. So no buses or no vehicles will reach there. So they have to walk like about 4 miles to reach Daityapati's office, his carpenters. So this is the difficulty in reaching the office to apply for becoming a carpenter for building the Rath Yatra cart. And then there are the hereditary carpenters who have the right to build the cart. So they are already there, taking their position. So they have to fight. And then there's big arguments and sometimes even physical fight to become the carpenter for making the Rath Yatra cart. Because the great poet, one devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shalavega, he has sung in his song that anyone who nails one nail or one puts one wooden plug in the Rath Yatra cart, he reduces one lifetime. So they're trying to make as many plugs as possible. You can see the Rath Yatra cart is made not in very nice, soft way like we do here. It's all very rough wood. You got 16 wheels. It's not as smooth as the Rath Yatra cart that we have here. The wheels are that thick, and there are 16 of them with two axles going this way. And the brake is a big piece of wood, and a very fat panda is under the wheel. So he puts the wooden under the wheel and goes, and then it stops in this way and stops in that way. And then the Rath cart start building the cart like 20 days before the Rath Yatra. So all new wood has to be brought. And then their Rath path, which is 4 kilometers, it's like the first kilometer they got one cart being built, and another kilometer, another one, and another kilometer, another one. So they have all these pieces of big logs of wood, and they, as the bazaar and shopping and the devotees, pilgrims going and coming out of Jagannath temple that's going on the side of the road, they're cutting this log of wood and filing and making wooden plugs, and this way they're making the Rath Yatra cart.
New Talabon is building a house and they have one of these, you know, water, you know, air compressors, and they do the nailing with the thing of the hydraulic. It's not how they do it there.
See, wooden plugs are made in such a way that with all this weight, there's so many pandas go up and there, and the public also climbs up the Rath cart, so it shouldn't crack or crash anywhere. And they don't have hydraulic brake or a wheel like we have in Calcutta or Rath Yatra. They have, everything is done very, we shouldn't say gross, but it's in the language of carpentry in Odia, you have to say it is, has to be done gross. Then so many plugs are made. If many plugs are made, then the lifetime, your births become less. And it is supposed to be very heavy because it's Bodo Thakur. So his Rath has to be Bodo Rath. It cannot be small. If you can make it 3 feet, it has to be 3 feet. They will never go make anywhere smaller. So on the Rath card around the deity, sometimes you see this huge big pandas, it's almost nearing 6 feet size. They can fully lay down on both sides. That is the size they make the Rath card very big. And these carpenters making Rath Yatra card is a big scene there. It starts around 20 days before how they fight it. It's very difficult to describe it. You have to see it. How they get into physical fight and push one another, and then to get into there, and so that they can make a few plugs or they can do some service for that. Hereditary priests have to, the hereditary carpenters have to be given the job, and they can hire some other carpenters, and the Daitya Pradesh can also appoint some carpenters separately from that. So there is only like about say 30 carpenters for each Rath, 30 posts left out to be appointed. So people come from all over India to get a chance to do this Rathyatra thing. It's very interesting. Building the cart. Actually, recently, Chayapada was traveling in Orissa, and he was supposed to be coming from Bhubaneswar town to next village for a program. And there were two buses. One bus Chayapada is coming, another bus was a Sankirtan bus. This bus ran over a man who was coming in a scooter, and his hand was cut. There was bleeding, profuse bleeding. And so they stopped, that both buses cannot go. And we were already an advance party in Bhadrak town. It's like 3 hours drive from Bhubaneswar. And the chief of the town, the municipal chairman, they were all present there waiting for Srila Chayapada to come from 5 o'clock, and it was already 7:30. And the whole village was waiting to give a reception and all. The Chayapada was stuck there with the police in the hospital. I mean, the policemen, they tried to make a case out of this, because in a month they have to at least file 5-6 cases, then only they will be in the same station, otherwise they will be transferred to some place where there is no drinking water. This is the system in India. So they tried to make some case out of something. So they were trying to ask this man whether he has a complaint against ISKCON, because ISKCON vehicle came and drove over his body. So this man, he was unconscious. When he came to his consciousness, he started telling that, complaint, where is the complaint? I'm so grateful to them. For so many years I was trying to go for the Rath Yatra, and always something happened that I couldn't go. Even if I will be killed in the Rath Yatra cart, I will be liberated. I'm so happy to have that. But I couldn't go. All the time there was some problem. Now I'm coming in this scooter, and this Ratha cart came on me. This was Jagannath's bus. Because in that bus, in the back side, we had Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Dairies. So he was treating this bus as Jagannath's Rath cart. And he said that, I am the Jagannath cart, I want to have darshan, but I cannot have. I'm so tied up with my material activities, I couldn't go. And I am so miserable. And Jagannath himself came in ISKCON bus, and he drove over me. So I'm very happy. I have no complaint against ISKCON. Then finally, there was no case, so the police left. Then a Chayapada came. So this is the idea of the Rath being non-different from Jagannath is very much in Orissa, especially anyone who comes to Rath Yatra in Orissa. People try to go and jump under the cart so that they can get killed. So there's a special squad of policemen stopping people from doing that. Otherwise they will all try to get liberation very quickly. And the Jagannath's Rath Yatra, this is, of course, an old story. There was this Muslim man who was a poet. His name is Shalavega. He had great desire to see Rath Yatra. But those days there is no, unless you are a king or a minister, then you have a chariot to move around. Otherwise you have to walk. So he walked long distance. For about 30 days he had been walking. And he was calculating the tithis. And there was some mistake in calculating the dates. So he was thinking that 2 days later is Rath Yatra, but actually the Rath Yatra was next day, and he had a distance that he can cover only within 4 days, and he was away from Jagannath Puri. He was coming, and then someone told him, no, you are wrong, your dates, your calculation is wrong, day after tomorrow is Rath Yatra. So he started running from there in full speed so that he can somehow make it. But then 6 hours before the Rath Yatra started, he was in a distance that he has to cover within 2 days. And then he still went on running. Then he was so tired that he couldn't, so he started crawling. And then finally he was right on the floor and trying to move 1 inch at least in each second so that he can go towards Jagannath Puri. But finally all energy in the body is gone. He cannot move anymore. So he stood there and he was crying, Jagannath, I came for Rath Yatra, but they sent me to Ann Arbor or somewhere else. I couldn't see the Rath Yatra. I am there, but still I am not there. I cannot see it. So he just like 1 day's distance, but he cannot move because he is completely wounded, and he is crawling on the floor, and he has no more energy, and he doesn't know what to do, and he was praying. So Lord Jagannath was on the cart and the king did the sweeping, and Balaram moved and Subhadra and Jagannath was following, and they went to some distant place, and between Gundicha and Jagannath Puri temple, the Rath Yatra cart stopped at one spot. And usually what they do when the rat starts like that, they bring the military. The king's military is there. They try to move it by chains and pulleys. And then they bring the elephants. The elephants are pushing the rat. And in spite of elephants pushing the rats won't move. So then they consult astrology. That's the next thing they do. They call the prasnava, the prasna chakras and everything. See what offense we have done, or, you know, like that. So then the prasna, they found out. So they found out. They found out that there is a Vaishnav, great Mahabhagavat, coming from the northeast side. Unless he comes, I won't move. This is the prasna answer. So then everyone started looking for a Mahabhagavat with a big shikha and the tilak and lot of scriptures under his arm. And they went around to king's soldiers, they go on the horse and they go for, you know, 7 kilometers, 8 kilometers, like that. They're looking for a Mahabhagavat. They couldn't find a Mahabhagavat, though they crossed over Salvek and went that side. They all came back and they said, there's no Mahabhagavat on the road. We can't find him. So then another squad of military went to find if the Mahabhagavat was taking bath in some pukur, some lake, or he was taking rest under some banyan tree. So different squads were going, finding out all banyan trees and all the different pukurs and lakes and everything. They all came back, said, no Mahabhagavat, no Vaishnav, on the way. In the meantime, everybody ignored. The Muslim was having a thick beard. And he was wearing some dirty cloth and he was crawling on the floor. So no one thought he could be a Mahabhagavat. So then, but the rat won't move. And then Shalvek, you know, like 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days have passed, Jagannath Rath is in the same spot. And the whole country is, everyone is just lamenting and crying, and nobody would eat, nobody would cook. Anybody who has come to see the Rath Yatra, unless the Rath reaches Gundicha, they won't go and put fire in their stove. They won't cook. The Rath has to come to the stand. Even today, the system in Jagannath Puri, the residents of Jagannath Puri, they won't light fire unless Jagannath reaches a place and he gets his offering. They won't cook. So everyone would be there. But this is 3 days. So they won't cook. They are all eating fruits. And the fruit supply is finished because there are nearly like 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs of people present there. So it became a big trouble and no one knew what to do. And then Shalabhag, slowly, you know, it took another 3 days to come there. And then he came to the spot. As he climbs up from the field to the Rajpath, and that is where Jagannath was standing. Jagannath knew this is where he would reach. So he won't move one inch unless he gives darshan to Shalvek. So Shalvek comes there and he sees Jagannath and he's in great happiness. And then he also came to know that Jagannath was standing there waiting for him. So he sings in this song that I am so sinful that I am a mlecha by caste. But you have been standing here just to give me darshan. So this shows that you come out on the rath only to give darshan to as many people as possible. The reason why Jagannath leaves the temple is because there are certain kinds of people cannot come inside the temple. This is not only new, even traditionally that was the system. That unless you are the dvija or the twice born, then you are not allowed in the temple. You can only see the chakra from outside. So the Lord is so anxious to see his devotees, and unfortunately, or fortunately, in the age of Kali, most of his devotees are born in the fourth order of life, in the fourth caste. The Brahmins are also fallen, and the Kshatriyas are no more, and Vaishyas are interested in politics, so everything is confused. So finally, all the great Bhagavatas are appearing in the fourth Varna. So the Lord is coming out of the temple, and he likes to give darshan to everyone. So Shalabhag sang this song, and even today in the Rajpath, when Jagannath comes in the Rath Yatra, they stop him at this spot. Still Jagannath is having the same mood. When he comes to that spot, he is looking for Shalabhag's song. And if someone will sing Shalabhag's song, then he would listen to it and accept an arati, then he would move. There are plenty of other Jagannath stories tomorrow when everyone has some free time when we could discuss. About painting of Lord Jagannath's body, about the Snan Yatra, the change of his body once in 12 years. There are some what they call here and far out stories.
Jagannath has 16 wheels. Subhadra has how many wheels her car? 14, and Balaram is? Also 16.
But yeah, Balaram's wheels are smaller than what's supposed to be. Because all the crowd goes on Jagannath's car. He was hallowing a son. That in front is Lord Balaram. In the middle is Subhadra, whose face is like moon. And then the most crowded Jagannath in the back sits like that in the front. Always the crowd is in Jagannath's car. Balaram moves very fast and goes before Subhadra also. The biggest crowd is in Jagannath's car. Because of the crowd, Jagannath's car moves very slowly. And there's a lot of chance for getting crushed and to make the biggest crowd.
There's hundreds of people go on these cars. When I first went to India, I wanted to stay for the Rath Yatra festival in London. But I had to order from Prabhupada to go straight to India, so I went. At that time we didn't have any temples, so I took advantage and went to the Rath Yatra festival in Puri. It was only this year for the first time I could attend the Rath Yatra festival in London after 16 years. But so when I went and saw the Rath Yatra festival there, I could see them take Jagannath from the temple to the Rath. Even today, I mean, that was of course 16 years ago, but there was a huge pageantry. And the one part, when the deity is going up onto the Rath, then they have him tied around his waist with silver ropes. And Jagannath is so big, and he's like over 7 feet tall, and he's about 6 feet wide. He's just immense deity. And then, literally, there are at least at any one time 20 to 30 people are pushing on him. And then there are another 20, 30 people pushing on them. Another 10, 15 pushing on them. There are more. And so there's about 200 devotees, or pandas and priests, who are pulling and pushing on the Jagannath deity. And we have a huge ramp going up in front of the Rath to take the deity up. And they're all pushing. And I remember I saw that at one point, when they're putting Balaram up, suddenly Balaram started to slip. And literally people were being just like, you know, crushed. And then people were jumping on top of it. And there was just like one of those piles. There were people jumping up and pushing, and more people, and hundreds of people just running, and all, everyone pushing in and pulling. And there's a big hue inside. Balaram! Maniva! Maniva! And everyone's pushing. And it's just a magnitude that... and they have 18,000 pujaris in that temple. Just to start, each one with a different service, like unionized. One job is to wipe the place. Unless he comes, no one else can do it. He has to wipe the place. Someone else is the one who puts the plate down. Someone else is the one who does the offering. Someone else has to take the plate away. That's all, and that's handed down from father to son. But they're doing it still after all these years. That's the wonderful thing that Prabhupada stressed, that look at these temples. Sometimes the devotees, he would say that I want you to maintain the temples, everything. Some would say, look at this temple, it's run down. And in India, sometimes some of the temples are a little bit not kept up. And Prabhupada would see a little false pride in a devotee. He'd say, listen, this temple has been here for 1400 or 2000 or 5000 or how many years. They're still doing the puja. You've opened a temple, you're doing that puja for 5 years. Let's see after 1,000 years if the deity worship is still going on after 25 years. In other words, don't get too proud. First you see that you maintain that devotional service. At least, even in spite of so many difficulties, they're still putting the bhoga in front of the deity and ringing the bell, and they're still doing something. So I remember in Mayapur he told us that I've given so many temples. Whenever you establish a temple, whenever you establish a deity, you see that you maintain the standard. At least maintain it. And whatever I have given, maintain that. Don't allow it to decrease. It's not even important if you increase it. If you increase it, that's more to your credit, then I am very grateful, but at least don't let it deteriorate. So, but actually by Prabhupada's mercy in many areas, we've been able to increase. Of course, in some areas where somehow due to some whatever reasons, people thought they decreased or moved the deity, that it seemed to always be very inauspicious and caused a lot of difficulty. So we can see how the deities actually, Krishna himself, but each deity has his own pastimes. Here the deity of Raha Kunja Vihari, Vijagana, Nitai Gore, they also have personal pastimes. They have their own personal pastimes, but they not become known until some particular devotee comes, and then they may relate with that devotee in a certain way. And this, Atmatattva can tell you, again, another so many dozens of pastimes of different deities in South India with different devotees from the Puranas. And how sometimes Krishna does reciprocate with his devotee, although he's there standing, we think this is the deity form. Just like when Lord Chaitanya, before the Gundicha, when Jagannath is being painted for 15 days, you can't have darshan, then Lord Chaitanya would go to the Alalanath temple and stay there. So they tell the pastime, Lord Chaitanya heard the past, when actually it was so much in separation of Lord Jagannath that Lord Chaitanya ran from the Jagannath Puri temple, the 11 miles it is to the other temple. And when he came there, his burning and separation of Krishna, he just fell in front of the, just prostrated himself in front of the Alalanath deity of Krishna, Vishnu. And his vibration was so intense from separation of Krishna that the stone of the floor literally melted. And that stone has been taken out from in front of the deity and put in a separate temple. And there you can see the outline engraved by melting into the stone. And there you can see Lord Chaitanya's 7-foot image right into the, etched into the stone. And they do daily puja to that. So there's a pastime that that deity is very beautiful, very slender waist, very broad chest. Beautiful, shiny deity, except one part of the deity, there's a little rough spot. So then they told Lord Chaitanya, in the pastime of that deity, that how a long time ago, thousands of years even before Lord Chaitanya, the priest had had to go out to see some of his disciples or students and collect some alms for the deity worship or whatever. So he just asked his son that, you kindly, when I'm gone, your mother is going to be cooking the bhoga, you take it and offer it to Krishna, he'll eat it. You make the offering for Krishna so that he can eat. So then the boy would, the father left, the boy just like 5-6 years old. So he took the bhoga from his mother, maybe he had just received at a very young age the upanayan, we don't know exactly the details, but he wasn't very trained in the philosophy, he just very submissive, just learning everything. So he took from his mother the plate of bhoga, went into the temple room, closed the door, put down the plate in front of the deity, and he stood there. And then the baby, the child started to cry. The deity started speaking, said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "You're not eating. My father told me that I give the food in front of you and then you'll eat it. I gave it, you're not eating. What am I doing wrong?" He said, "Well, normally this is not the way that the deity eats. But I don't know, my father said you're going to eat it." In that sense, the father is also guru. So then the deity, he got down off his singhasana and started eating the bhoga. Then he went back up. The child took the plate, gave back to the mother. The mother said, "Where'd the prasad go?" So the deity ate it. Normally we offer to Krishna and he just glances over it, and that by glancing he can eat it. He doesn't have to consume it directly. But in this case, because the child had that sinful faith, and so according to how devotee approaches Krishna and reciprocates. So in complete faith, he went before the deity, expected the deity is going to eat the bhoga. He got the order from Guru, he gave it. So that Krishna reciprocated. He ate the offering. So this was going on every day. The mother said, "Are you sure you're not eating it?" "No, no." "He ate it." She thought, "How is this happening? Maybe the child's eating or this, that." So after about a week or sometime, then the father came back and she discussed that this is the thing. When you're gone, this thing is happening. I don't know if our boy is learning to lie or what's happening, but I don't want to say anything. So then the father, he said, "All right, you give it as usual, and I'm going to hide in the back of the temple and see what's going on." So he went somewhere like up on the roof or some, looked through a window or some in the back, you know. He's looking. And he sees the boy goes, puts the plate in front of the deity. He said, "Please come and take your prasadam." And he saw the deity move, sit down, start to The father was so astonished to see the stone deity get down, move, and say, "Oh!" You know, just said something, you know, noise, just like completely shocked. And then by doing that, then it's like the deity got startled and threw some of the hot prasad on the anil, and that caused like a burn. And he went back up and took his position and became stone again. And since that time, that little mark is still there. So they say that's the. But so that each deity is Krishna himself, yet each deity has his own pastime. That's called Lila Vaichitra. This is the way it's explained by the six Goswamis. That although every deity is the same Krishna, but each deity has his own ability to have his own pastimes. So here we have deities in the Devasadhan temple, and they have their own relationship with the devotees that may sometime manifest. If someone has that amount of deep faith, Prabhupada used to walk in the temple, someone asked to Pujari, "How are the deities feeling today?" Pujari kind of looked, he said, "The Pujari should know." So, let's read one or two more verses and then we call it a night. Udhanya nitya prabhu kori ahankar chakra brahmi brahmi doiche alata akar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Report by Srila Prabhupada. If a burning cinder of a firebrand is whirled about very swiftly, it gives the appearance of a circle of fire. This is called alata akar, or a firebrand circle. This whole circle is not actually made of fire, but is a single fire in motion. Similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a single personality, but when he danced and jumped high in the circle, he appeared like the Alata Chakra. He's moving so fast. Nitte prabhur jaha jaha pore padatal sa sagara sailo mohi kore thalamal. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. Stambha seda pulaka srukampa vaivarna nana bhave divasatha garbha harsha dainya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned, sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end, sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Acharakaya pore bhume ghori jai suvarna parva joiche bhumite lotai. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground at such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu dui hata prasariya, Prabhu e dorite chahe asa pasadaya. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya walked behind the Lord and loudly chant, "Hari bol, Hari bol," again and again. Prabhu pache bulaya charja kuri ahankar,
Hari bol, Hari bol, bole barobar. So this way, Jagannath is going on his Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya was absorbed in taking Jagannath. In the mood of returning him back to Radharani, which she read this morning. So, this is a detail, essence is to be absorbed. This is one of the best festivals because this not only absorbs everyone, but it purifies the public, it purifies the devotees who are doing all the different services. And it gives us an opportunity to all do a little personal service for the deity, Hare Krishna. Are there any, maybe one or two, just one or two short questions? We want to have our morning program. Hare Krishna.
Srila Charipad ki jai.